Hello, and welcome to episode 232 of The Modern Manager. I'm your host, Mamie Canfer-Stewart. A warm welcome to Desiree M. to the Modern Manager community. Membership is such an easy way to make the most of what you're learning. One of my favorite member benefits is actually brand new. You may not know, but I have a background as a trained artist. I went to the Kansas City Art Institute, and I have a bachelor's degree in fine arts. And I love crafting and making things. And so I have just started exploring this concept of sketch notes. And I am now making a sketch note for every episode that captures my takeaways from the conversation. Members at all levels get these beautifully drawn one-page overviews to make it even easier for you to access the big ideas and implement the lessons from each guest. So you can get these sketch notes when you become a member for just $5 per month. And if membership isn't right for you, I hope you'll at least subscribe to my newsletter, where you'll get a snapshot of the sketch note with my one big takeaway. Go to themodernmanager.com/join to learn more about membership and subscribe to my newsletter. And if you want to see my crafty stuff, check me out on Instagram at MamieKS. Today's guest is Hillary DeCesar. Hillary is an award-winning business expert, esteemed author, and pioneer female powerhouse in Silicon Valley. As a sought-after speaker, founder of The Relaunch Co., and one of the first women to create $250 million in revenue for the tech giant Oracle, Hillary brings fresh energy to industry leaders, CEOs, and solopreneurs. She is widely recognized for her work in neuropsychology as it relates to business and life, and holds several certifications from top practitioners in the field. Hillary and I talk about her rocket goal-setting process. She shares how to work backwards to make goals manageable, the mindset needed to accomplish big goals, and basically all things goals related. Now here's the conversation.
You're listening to The Modern Manager, a podcast dedicated to helping you be a rockstar boss with a thriving team. Whether you're looking to upgrade your meetings, cultivate your team, or grow as a leader, this podcast is for you. Now here's your host, Mamie Canfer-Stewart.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Hillary. I'm super psyched to talk with you. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I want to start by talking about goals because this is like we're getting to be the end of the year. Everyone is thinking about goals in their business and it's just such a big topic. So thank you for joining me today to dive in on goals.
Mary, this is awesome. So glad to be here. And you're right. What perfect timing because I've got 20 plus years of experience here helping people with their goals and getting them ready for New Year's.
All right. So let's start with this concept called rocket goals that you developed. I know literally nothing about this. I saw it on your website and I was like, I don't know, but I have to know. I've heard of SMART goals. I've heard of like goals and measures. I've heard of all these things, but I've never heard of rocket goals. So can you tell me what is this concept and how did you develop it?
So literally it came from probably thousands of people that I've worked with. And when you think about SMART goals, there's a lot of benefit around them. But what they miss is the where I lean heavily into is what I call SMARTIE, I-E at the end there, goals. And the I is really around identity, who you need to be to make those SMART goals happen, and which means that you absolutely must be thinking about, do you have somebody in your life that has been impactful or that you really admire? Perhaps it's somebody that you've read their book about how they have brought this business leadership goal setting into their own life. And then the E is the energy behind it. And I'm going to go a little bit further into that because there's so much to unpack there. But what I really want to start off with is people have aversions to goal setting. It's interesting. I will ask them first and foremost, what do you think about setting goals? And some people are like, oh, I set tons of goals and they never seem to pan out. Others are like, oh yeah, I'm all into it. Some think, well, I'm not really sure that it will work for me. So what I say is whether it's the word goal, priorities, objectives, whatever works for you. That's what we're really trying to do as business leaders, as managers. It's to establish where we're going. And in order to do that, you always have to be aware of the end point. What is that goal that we're going to? And then you need to be aware of where you're starting. Where are we today? So rocket goals. And when you think about the company that I run, it's called Relaunch. We're constantly relaunching ourselves. And whether it's a global relaunch that we're all going through right now with the pandemic, the war, financial situations, whether it's professional relaunches that are happening with your business, taking it to a different direction, whether it is hybrid, trying to figure that out, whatever it is, there's also personal relaunches that are happening. And that could be in relationships. That could be in what is your purpose? What are you really trying to do? How are you creating that, that word balance in your life? I like sustainability, but you know, well, we can talk about that more too. But really, when you think about this, we're all consistently, things are shifting. And we put out a year plan. And I call the end goal the three things that you're really trying to come and finish and make happen for your company, your business, yourself for the year, your SCASY goals. And what is this? It's like a planet SCASY. And SCASY is scary and crazy. You've heard of BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goals. Well, I call them SCASY. And the funniest part about this, Mamie, is that I created this word when my three kids were really little. And I would be talking to them. I'm like, it's just SCASY. It's like scary and crazy, but you gotta do it. And they'd be like, yeah, mama, we gotta do it. And so it just stuck. And it was so funny when my daughter, my oldest daughter was in her early, she's 25 now. When she was in her early 20s, she said, Mom, there is no word called SCASY. Like that, there is nothing. And I said, ah, but there is to you. And so I want people to embrace this, the end result. And I was listening to a Clubhouse and the gentleman said, I put out there that I was going to do 100 goals this year and I hit 75. And he said, and here's the thing, I wasn't upset that I didn't hit all 100 because I hit 75. So what I want to challenge everyone is that pick your top three, the three that are going to be the most impactful, the core to your success and your business and scalability in your role. And once you have those three, those core, as I call them, and it's actually C-O-R-E, and it's consistency, it's this open-mindedness, it's results, revenue results, and energy. Once you have those, then you can get really crazy and start to have a bunch of others. But I want you to be focused. That is the best F word out there, by the way. So when you start to look at your SCASY goal, then you know that there are four quarters in the year, and there are different elements of each quarter of what you should and shouldn't be focused on. But what we're going to do right now, given that this is the beginning, almost the beginning of a new year, and you can take this approach, use it anytime you're hearing this podcast, okay? So you can implement this in halfway through the year, but you always are looking 12 months out. And then what you're going to do is you're going to back into the first quarter. And those are your rocket goals for 90 days. And when you look at 90 days, that's 12 weeks. You have 12 weeks to have the first 25% of the ability to get to your rocket goal, your SCASY, planet SCASY. So you divide into strategy and action steps, and you look at how are you going to measure success, and you look at those items in what you're putting down. Then you have your 90 day. So you're like, this is what I'm going to be accomplishing. Then you back it into one third of that would be your 30-day rocket goal. Then you back into your weekly goals, your rocket weekly goals, and then your daily rocket goals. And it's always around three. Three is, and I've studied psychology, I have a degree in it, I studied neuroscience for over 10 years. Three is something that we can manage to. It doesn't become too overwhelming. So when you look at your SCSE goals and you look at the rocket goals associated with 90-day quarterly goals, and you look at your monthly and your weekly, then all of a sudden you can look at your SMART goal system, add in the I and the E, add in the identity of who is that person that in a year is going to have that SCSE goal accomplished. And I always talk about finding a person that you can sit there and say, what are their behaviors? What are their not limiting beliefs, but empowering beliefs? How can you start to today create empowering habits around hitting that goal like it's already been done? Once you can do that, then we can elevate our energy. If you are operating in that 1 year, it's done, I'm so fired up that I've hit Planet SCSE, then what you can do is say, there's never a blaming, there's never the shame, there's never the fear of not being able to hit it because we are putting ourselves into a power position. The energy here is when you look at energy having a frequency, and you look at frequencies associated with emotions, an emotion of blaming or shame, or I can't really do this, and I'm not really sure, you're operating at a very low level. The low level is about 20 to 30 on the vibration scale. When you're operating with success in mind, you're operating at that above that 300, 400 level. And it's not like a one for one as you go up the ladder of vibration. It's a compound effect. It happens where it starts to, as you elevate yourself, you're bringing in, and that's when you start to have, not forget about the law of attraction. It's the law of resonance. It's the law that you resonate with what you're trying to bring in, because that's who you are inside. That's your energy that is going to then bring your rocket goals into reality. And I've had people put SCSE goals on there and they're like, I'm not going to hit this for 12 months. And they've been able to hit it in many times 30 days. Why? Because they're operating at that energy level using the law of resonance.
Oh my gosh, you just said so many things that I want to like pick up on and pull threads on. So let's start with this concept of breaking down. So you set your annual goals, you work backwards into quarterly, and then you work backwards into monthly, and then backwards into weekly. And I know for myself, one of the things that I've always kind of struggled with is the difference between the things that I just have to do to keep the ship moving and the goals that are really around improvement, growth, new offering, expansion, right? And this, like, do we set goals for all of those things, right? If we're only trying to stick to three, like, how do we figure out what is worthy of a goal and what is just like the stuff that you're just kind of churning through because that's what the work is?
Okay. So this is such a, this is just like nailing this right there. So people get caught up in kind of the nebulous sense of, oh my gosh, I could have so many actions, so many steps, so many. So can I take your audience through a really super great exercise? I think yes, you're going to really love it. And this will net it out so that you're not trying to focus on too many things. So let's say you have a revenue goal, and I'm going to make this super easy math, okay? Because I don't want to get too complex here and people, I don't want to lose people. So let's say your SCSE goal is to hit seven figures this year, okay? And we're breaking it into, and just for easy math, a lot of times you have maybe the first quarter, you're trying to hit 100,000, and then the next quarter it might be 350, depending. But let's just say for right now, you're adding it all up and it's going to hit seven figures. So let's just say for the first quarter, you you're just starting this, we're going to hit 100K. So that is the, when you think about going up the scale, that is the top of a triangle. The top layer, that little teeny tip at the top is your result. The result for this 90-day rocket goal is hitting 100K in 90 days. So then I would say, okay, so what are the actions that you're going to need to be taking? And when you look at that, you're starting to say, okay, so this is my result. My result is that. So what are all the actions? And this is where brainstorming comes in. You take out that blank slate. I had a business called White Space Inc., INK. And I would always say, just start with a blank slate. Don't like try to get too crazy here and put down all of the actions. All right. All of the actions that, oh my God, I should be doing this and that, and I could do that and I could do that, blah, 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 blah. So you have this list, but there's always going to be the ones that really pop out at you. The ones that you're like, I got to start there. All right. And those are leading to the decisions that you're going to make. So all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, I'm making decisions. I'm basing them around the actions I need to take. And here's the best part. A lot of times people say, in order to be successful, you have to ask better questions. I want you to start with, what is the answer that you want? What's the answer that you want that would lead you to know about that, the decisions that you're going to make so that you can take the actions to get to that result? So it's this great stepping stool to get up there. So now you're saying, here's the question that you're going to need to get that answer. And do you see how I'm backing into this? Each one is this back end. You keep going from the result, the actions, your decisions. Then you've got the answers of what you're really looking for. The answer is, you know what? I want to create this $100,000 quarter. Then you've got, what questions do I need to be asking? Well, am I in the right space? Is my avatar, am I focused? Is, you know, am I selling the right product for the right price? Then you go to, what beliefs do you have in order to be, again, going up the ladder, to be asking the right questions, to get the right answers, to make the right decisions, to take the right actions to get to the results? And your beliefs equate to, always will be, your identity. And when you have a belief system, that's where you kind of feel like you're pigeonholed. You're in that one section. You're like, oh, I can't move forward, can't move back. That's why we always want to be operating at the identity of the person who has what you're going for, that million-dollar, seven-figure business. So now we know that when a thought and an emotion are repeated over time, it creates a belief. So now I want to ask you to have that empowering belief that I can do this. What type of emotion do you have to have? You have to have the confidence. Then we go to, well, if you have to have the confidence, what kind of thought do I need to be having? I know what I need to do. I know I can get this done. I know it. And then you have the emotion of confidence. And then you have the belief that I'm empowered. I'm going to be able to do this. And you see how this just keeps adding to it. So all of a sudden, you have the idea that I know what result I'm going for. I've been able to back end into it. And that's how you determine your actions that you're really going to be taking. You cannot be trying to take this from a, you know, too many people say, okay, here are all the things that I want to get accomplished. And then all of a sudden you have like a trillion different action steps. I want you to be so focused. That's why I always say Sunday night is you do a 20-minute exercise where you are sitting quietly, thinking about the week, putting your rocket goals of what you're going to accomplish by Friday down. You have those three, And then when you wake up in the morning on Monday, you say, what are the three things that I'm really going to do to move the needle forward so that I can accomplish that rocket goal by the end of the week? Breaking things into tiny components allows you to actually feel like it's not overwhelming. I'm going to give you a great example. If you were trying to lose 10 pounds in 90 days, and you're thinking about that 10-pound bag of potatoes, that 10-pound, there's shows that actually show like a 10-pound bag of like fat, and you're like, oh my God, that's so much. But when you start to think there are 12 weeks in the 90-day plan, the 90-day rocket plan, and if you divide 10 pounds by 12, it's 0.83 each week. And then I would say, can you change some things, add some minor actions in to allow yourself to lose 0.83 pounds per week? That seems a heck of a lot more reasonable than lose 10 pounds in 90 days, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see how this is all kind of like cascading together to make it much more manageable when you kind of are setting these what feel like really ambitious goals, but can actually become very, very doable.
So I love Bill Gates. Bill Gates said, we overestimate our year goal and we underestimate our five-year goals. And so this allows you to have success. This allows you to have markers for allowing you to say every single week, literally every single day. And one thing that we do know about the brain, just like we go to our phones and we're looking at social media and we're like liking things and, oh my God, I got 10 likes, 20 likes, 100 likes, whatever it is. And we have our, the dopamine, we have the, all these things that get set off in our brain. The same thing happens when you accomplish. How many times have you felt yourself or listeners where you're coming into Friday and you're like, what the heck did I do this week? I have no idea. And then that sense puts in place law of resonance, which is that resonates with like, I don't even know what I did this week versus, all right, I said I was going to do this and I did it. And I was able to create a positive thought that had a positive emotion that created a belief, an empowering belief that then allowed me to be an identity of that future, that allowed me to then ask the questions to give me the answers that I need, because so many times we're just blocked, to allow me to make decisions, to have actions, to allow me to get to my result. And they're all intertwined. And so what I would say as a starting point is really give yourself time to sit there and think, what do you really want? What are you really going for? What is going to be something that when you hit and land on Planet Skazy, you're going to be like, oh my God, I thought maybe it was possible, but oh my gosh, I am so excited about being here. That's where I want everyone to be. And this system, it works. You just can't try. And why do people fail with their New Year's resolutions? It's because we end up getting into this, like we try to do too much too soon. We come out of the gates really strong. And I'm like, work, work, work. And you get out of what we call the G zone, your growth zone, your great zone, your gratitude zone. And we need to stay in our zones because otherwise people burn out within the first 30 days. And the burnout zone is the worst zone to be in.
I'm wondering if you have a story either from your own experience or from one of your clients you've worked with who has really transformed through this process of goal setting.
Luelle. So she came to, we have a program called the Fired Up Entrepreneur, and she came to us and she was really hitting a wall. She just could not get past, it was lower sixes, and she really wanted to take her business to the next level. And it seemed like every time she, we call it also the relaunch roller coaster, right? We're all on it. One day you're doing great. The next you're like, what? I thought I for sure had that client. This client was producing X amount of revenue for us and now they're gone. And it was just this constant battle. And she came to us and she literally was in the burnout zone. She's like, I don't know if I should just throw in like my business. I don't even know, is it even worth continuing? I can't seem to make it happen. So we went through the process and had her really, it's a kitchen design company. And she was designing these very elaborate kitchens and it would lead to other designs in the house, but it was primarily like start there. And so we ended up putting her into the SCSE goal. What are the three that you're really, really focused on? And even just trying to get clarity on that set in motion, wow, I wasn't even clear on how I was going to get there. I wasn't even clear on what I'm really going for. And once we established how many clients, how many kitchen designs does she need to do in order to take where she was, low six figures, to get to seven figures. And we started to put in place how many clients. And then we looked at, all right, we've got three quarters left. How are we going to be able to map the amount of clients that you want into a 30-day plan, right? Because we already had the 90-day, 30-day plan. And then we were looking at it from, it ended up being that she needed one client in order to do this. She needed one client about every 2 to 3 weeks. That all of a sudden became really manageable for her. It wasn't this like, how am I going to reach this goal? She was thinking about it all wrong. It was like a backwards approach. And she did this and she ended up having the absolute best year she's ever had. Her growth is incredible. She's now taking on different people that are starting to work for her. And she is adding more services to her line, which she never thought she would be able to because she was so working in her business, not on her business, which is in is a very masculine energy, and masculine and feminine energy is not like the difference between a man and a woman. That's not it. What she was really looking at is masculine energy is all about the to-do list. It's how, you know, it's the, I got to get this task done, to get this task done. And working on your business is when you focus on the strategy behind it. You focus on how am I really going to make this happen? Too few people do not put any time on their calendar in a week to focus on the business, on the strategy of really looking at rocket goals from a quarterly. If you just focus on that, you focus on your numbers, everything is measurable, everything. In fact, I've never worked with one person that has caught me and said, I can't measure that. There is always a way to measure. And so when she started to do that and she literally had put it on her calendar on every single Friday, this is what she was going to focus on for 1 hour. That's when the magic started to happen. And it did not take a year to be able to hit it. You see it because what you focus on grows. And what she ended up doing was the relaunch effect, which is it started to affect not just her business, but her personal life as well. And that's when you know that these rocket goals, this idea of putting out there and having a plan. Too many of us, we want success. We want scalability. We want sustainability. But without a plan, without a strategy behind it, it's tough to stay on task and on target. And that target is your planet, SCSE.
Amazing. Oh my gosh. Okay. I feel like we could keep going, but we have to start to wrap up. So Hillary, can you tell us about a manager that you worked for and why this person was such a great boss?
So I am going to do a shout out to Veronica O'Shea. She was my manager. I worked at Oracle, a high-tech company in Silicon Valley for almost 10 years. And it was definitely when I joined, it was a man's world. There was not many women in the manufacturing and financial area of the business. And she took me under her wing and really led me down the path of organization and realizing that emotions can lead us astray. You can get another relaunch is going to come tomorrow. And what we need to be able to do is truly, truly focus. And I think that that was the foundation of Rocket Goals and how I started to really plan out my quarter, my year. And I have to say, with her management, I ended up that year that she really, really helped me so much. I became the top salesperson of the whole company. And I closed 23 deals in 1 month, which was unheard of. And it was all because I looked at not where I was starting the first of the quarter. I looked at where I was going to be at the end of the quarter. And that every single day I was right there. This is where I'm going to be. This is where I am. I am finishing. I'm going to have this success. I'm going to have this number. And I mean, she stayed on top of me almost like an accountability coach, which is something very big in the Relaunch Co. and what we highly suggest and what we offer is having that sideline person saying, okay, did you do it? Are you moving forward? And so she really, truly was the one that helped me through that and also got me to realize that you got to celebrate too. When you have successes, when you have that 90-day rocket goal and you hit it, do not, and I did this, I had the bottle of champagne. I was one of her managers too. Became one. I had the bottle of Dom Perignon on the shelf. And I said, I'm going to crack it when I get to this revenue. And what happened? I never cracked it. And finally, she's like, are you ever going to crack that? And I'm like, well, I think I'm going to get to this revenue and that. And she's like, it's time. And she taught me that whole idea of the more that you can celebrate, the more that you can be in that grateful zone, that's when you get more of that. And by keeping that bottle on the shelf, it was actually hurting my success and not helping me.
Oh, such good lessons. It sounds amazing. And lastly, where can people learn more about you and get a copy of your book?
So I invite all of your guests to come over to our website, which is relaunchco.com. And there is a tab right at the top that says book a free call. And it's the 3HQ, which is a methodology I use. And when you do that, I would like to gift you a copy of my Relaunch Spark Your Heart to Ignite Your Life book. So hey, it's a win-win because you get a free book and I get to get you on your initial path of working with the relaunch model.
Oh my gosh, that's so generous. Thank you. And just thank you so much for being a guest and for sharing your process and your stories with us.
Well, it has been a pleasure and I'm so impressed with what you're doing and what you're putting out in the world and keep doing what you're doing, girl. Love it.
Hillary has offered to lead a virtual rocket goal setting workshop exclusive to patron level members of the Modern Manager and participants in the Skills Accelerator. During the session, Hillary will walk us through the goal setting process so you leave with your plan of action for the year. This workshop will take place on December 14th, 2022. To participate in the session, become a member of the Modern Manager community or join the Skills Accelerator program. Go to themodernmanager.com/join. And if you work for a government or nonprofit agency, you get 20% off. All the links are in the show notes, and they can be delivered to your inbox when you subscribe to my newsletter. Plus, the newsletter includes that one big takeaway sketch note that I mentioned at the beginning. So to get on that newsletter, go to themodernmanager.com. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.
Meetings are one of the most critical components of healthy collaboration, and teams are at the heart of how we work. Meteor helps you use your time in meetings productively, build healthy relationships with your colleagues, and move work forward. To learn how we do it, visit meteor.com. That's M-E-E-T-E-O-R.com.
You've been listening to The Modern Manager. You're already becoming a rockstar boss of a thriving team, I can tell. To ensure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player. and join the mailing list at mamieks.com/podcast. That's mamieks.com/podcast to get show notes and other special content delivered directly to your inbox. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.